Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Okay, want to smile? Go now to hearandnow.org and see the finalists in the annual Comedy Wildlife Photography Award. Photographer Tom Sullum is a judge. He joins us by Skype from the Netherlands. Tom, these are just the finalists. How will you choose?
Well, it's a very good question. I choose, personally, the picture that makes me laugh out loud, and I don't have to think about why. That's how I do my judging. Every judge has his own technique.
Well, let's take a look at them. And by the way, we're radio, so you can go to hearandnow.org and follow along. We'll try to describe it as best we can. We'll also have last year's winners up because those were hilarious. But this year, it was the picture of a squirrel. His hands are held out. His mouth is wide open as if he's saying, stop! It's called Caught in the Act from photographer Mary McGowan. I mean, that's laugh out loud.
It's laugh out loud, and it's definitely one of my favorites. I think it's virtually impossible just to see the animal and then not think of what that animal is thinking. Something goes through your mind very quickly.
Yeah.
I had this vision of him showing off his new nails, her showing her new nails off to her friends, you know. But it's just completely different to what other people. You said you see a squirrel saying stop. You know, people see different things, which is why I love this part of the competition, because actually the humor is on different levels for everyone.
You see, wow, yeah, I got gel nails this time. What do you think?
Exactly.
Then we have the two Komodo dragons. This is a photo by Sergei Savi. It's called Martian Tango. And their tails are whipping behind them, and they're in an embrace. And they do look a little Martian-like.
They do look Martian-like. And actually, they shouldn't be called Komodo dragons. They're relatives of the Komodos, but they are, I think, Bengal monitors. But when you see them in that sort of embrace, dancing, they're obviously not dancing or embracing. They're probably fighting. But it kind of fits their temperament that they are being friendly and sweet.
Well, and they're probably, you know, they just got stuck together or something, and we're assigning tons of things to them that they are not thinking. But that's a part of it. It's about anthropomorphizing, some would say. There's the exasperated grizzly, Danielle Derma. He just looks like, oh, God, you know, what next?
No, it's an amazing thing, these animals, because the basis of the competition is to raise awareness of animals and the fact that a lot of them just won't be around in 20 to 30 years. And I think people are getting a bit tired of seeing the sort of gruesome imagery that's associated with animal conservation. So we just feel that if we can build a positive emotion, then we maybe take the discussion in a slightly different direction.
Well, I tell you, you will have the winner of the competition in November. To me, this is, you know, more important than the World Series. We'll have all the pictures at hearandnow.org for people to weigh in. And, you know, thank you so much because we needed this. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your time.
And I've clicked on the pictures of the finalists. Oh, my gosh. There's the laughing polar bear. There's the grizzly bear just kind of standing jauntily on a direction sign. Take a look. Hearandnow.org.